Hi, this is Doug Curtis, and today we're going to be talking to RV accessory manufacturers and dealers. Should you automate your sales system, which is actually part of your marketing system? So, what if you had a way to systemize your sales and marketing so that it's easy to understand, execute, and teach your people to gain buy-in and acceptance? You could say like franchising your sales system by actually like seizing the essence of your well-articulated sales argument and putting it into sales tools that can be easily used by all of your sales teams, or it could even be on your website, or it could be emailed, or it could be part of a lead generation system. Every business has some type of sales department, even if you don't have actual salespeople. Some businesses have order takers or counter clerks or customer service reps or telephone operators, customer service people, consultants, but whatever you want to call them, they contribute to the sales team. So to simplify things, we'll just refer to them all as salespeople. We found that most businesses we have worked with have the typical 80-20 rule when it comes to sales. This means that 20% of the salespeople are above average or way above average, and the other 80% are average to below average. Our system will not make everyone a superstar, but it will make the salespeople who are below average decent. It will make the salespeople who are just barely average pretty good, and it'll make the salespeople who are a little above average even better. And it will make the guys who are way above average magnificent. And as that salesperson or moves up the sales ladder, they always have the opportunity and even the likelihood of becoming great at some point. This can all be dependent on how your sales system is set up. So think about the way the most successful fast food chains are set up, and you'll begin to understand how the most efficient systems work. It's because they have one of the most effective ways to perform everything from operations to sales. When you go into any of these restaurants, anywhere around the world, you'll see a big billboard-type menu posted up there behind the counter, complete with pictures. Most items are grouped together, sandwich, fries, drink, and each group has a specific number. All you have to do is just look at the pictures and tell them which number you would like, and then simply choose your favorite brand of drink. The system is what sells the food, which means the clerk has very little to do with the sale at all. They ask the simple question, may I take your order? And then sometimes add, would you like anything else with that? Or would you like to supersize that? Since it's all predetermined, they simply leave it up to the consumer to decide what they want and how much of each item. Even though we have this fast food example, it is referring to a system of operations, and we're talking about marketing and sales. We can learn from their example about the power of the marketing system, letting the tools do the selling for your salespeople. So creating websites, emails, brochures, video, e-newsletters, online ads that can be distributed by even your most unproductive salespeople can bring in customers that just using the salesperson alone might not be able to do. But in order for it to work, these sales tools have to have something that is compelling, that is what we call hot button oriented and educational. Creating effective sales tools can make the salesperson's job easier if this is done correctly. The next step is generating leads, providing scripts, and also using consistent follow-up systems that the salesperson can use. It's important to figure out all the prospect situations before the sales process begins. Let's use the example of a marine or RV dealership that has certain sales advantages over each of its five main competitors. But these advantages are quite different depending on who they are competing against. And let's further refine that and just call it focused on either a marine or RV product. It could be a refrigerator, it could be an awning, it could be an engine, it could be any type of accessory product that is used in any one of these industries. So, when they generated a lead and the prospect said he was currently using XYZ product, the salesperson would go to the secretary, who would then hand them out a standard follow-up letter, and or it would be on file, and he would just automatically email that or hand that over to the specific advantages of their company or their product. You know, of course, it would be customized for the email, or if it was a direct mail letter or a phone call, it would include, you know, the particular salesperson's signature, and then it would be executed. It was not left up to the salesperson to try to perform all the tasks of editing and printing and mailing, if it was a direct mail letter, or emailing, if it was email. If that was the case, who knows if and when the letter would ever get to the customer at all, because we all know that, you know, we want that guy to be selling, not taking care of admin things. But this is what we mean by franchising your sales system. So if we use this sales system, that the salesperson has the same opportunity to basically send or email the same well-written, perfectly articulated information, regardless of how good or she is at sales. This helps to elevate the performance of everyone, because everyone gets the same results when they're using the same tools. Of course, there are variables that affect the overall performance of your sales staff, but systemizing it can lift everyone's performance. This is not brain surgery here, but just a little bit of a foundation so we can move forward. You can systemize everything from follow-up letters, follow-up emails, procedures, phone scripts, even down to lead generation. How you handle these problems, the thank you notes, the distribution, even the passion that's involved with systemizing it can be duplicated. All you have to do is find a way to get your people to deliver the passion that you have for your business. We created a comprehensive report about an air purifying product that was applicable for the RV and marine industry that talked about all the innovations that were put into the product. And we actually created a air quality consumer protection guideline. Now, the air quality industry has, you know, like any industry, sort of a mixed report. Some products are good, some products are not. So by using the situation where we're creating the guideline, we're creating the comparison chart, and the opportunity where we can articulate all of the unique selling propositions for that particular product, it gave us an advantage. So we did all the homework. So we set it all up, and we sort of slanted it so that the company and the product that we were representing complied with all the standards. Of course, that was our client. So this little special report, you could call it an ebook, it could be a downloadable document, did an excellent job of forming a really strong outside perception that accurately reflected the inside reality, which was what the company was unequaled in the air quality industry. The report was extremely well articulated, and it built a tremendous case. Here's how well this systemized sales tool on air quality actually worked for one of the sales guys. He was a marine sales guy, and he was speaking with one of his neighbors one day, and the neighbor mentioned that, you know, he was going to have somebody come to his boat because he just couldn't get rid of the mold smell in there. And so that sales guy later walked over to the to the neighbor's house, knocked on the door and said, look, you know, we had a little conversation and I thought, you know, we have a special report on air quality that for a product that we have. And, you know, here's the report. It will help you make sure that the company that you use, you know, to get rid of the mold on your boat. And the product also worked in RVs. So, you know, it took where mold, mildew, dog smell, all those things that can really ruin an enjoyable vacation in your RV or on a boat. And it explained all of that. And so he shook the guy's hand and he went home. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, that sales guy got a call from his neighbor the next morning. He said, you know, hey, I read your report about the air quality product and I canceled the other company. And I want your company to, you know, come and take a look at my boat. So not a bad sale for handing a guy that was a simple 3-page report that was a well-articulated sales argument that was put together by the sales and marketing team. So he didn't have to pitch every unique selling proposition. He just gave it away. So that's what we call about franchising your sales system. Well, these types of educational tools, it could be a written report, it could be an online video, it could be a podcast, it could be a ebook, it could be right on your web page. So that's going to be part of the system that you want to have to educate your prospects so that they know what? They know that they're making the best informed decision on why they should buy your product. It's all part of the smart buyer system. It's educating those people so that they become part of the 1% to 5% buyers, now buyers. But you're actually talking to them when they're part of the 95 to 90% prospects who are still gathering information. So our job is really product education. So use the tools that you have to help your customers franchise, help your business franchise your system so you can help your customers.